Can you talk to us a little bit about where the project with Genomic Health and colon cancer is right now and how that compares to where you are in breast cancer?
Right. So in colon cancer, we are actually taking much more careful steps because I guess we learned by mistake, making mistakes in breast cancer. So instead of coming out with a product with only two-step validation, like we did in Oncotype assay, and ended up having Taylor XTRAC, what we are doing with colon cancer studies, multi-step development of the assay so that instead of going through model development and then validation immediately, we are actually going through a lot more genes, 780 genes initially, instead of 250 genes in breast cancer. And then we are looking at kind of an initial kind of a gene discovery set, and then after that we are looking at gene refinement step, and then model building and model refinement step, and then final validation. So it's a long way to go, but the exciting thing is that it's happening.
How long?
I guess about 2 years.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah.